Sedna by C.S.E. Cooney. Beneath the new blue ice, there can be no breathing out. There can be no challenge to a sing, no discourse for the discontent between, but I will send the whales with my song. I will send the seals and the whales with my song, and they will sing of Sedna, goddess, handless one. Laughter echoes off the ice floes. In the feasting house, men rub nose to nose, wag their tongues in jest. Women dance in low, slow circles, seagull feathers clutched above their heads and to their breasts. Best among the archers chooses first among the women. I want none to be my suitor. Man will never win me with an arrow, father, nor arrow woo me though it fly so true. I want to be the hand that sends the arrow, father. I want to be the arrow, too. Oh, my soul is sick. It wanders from the ice hut south to mingle with the caribou, moves northwards choking, croaking to the sky. Tat-kek, Anangak! Tat-kek, take me, Anangak, or I will break the rules you set. Smash the sacred with my fingernails. With my tears, take your taboos and break them one by one. Inch by inch, I'll gnaw my father's limbs until he cannot hunt or run. I will make myself so hideous, so insidious, that you will hide your face and leave this world tasting of my darkness. Anangak, the moon man, is a hunter. He understands the hunter's art. He knows a woman's womb. He does not know her heart. But Raven, grinning from his perch on high, sneaks around, steals a suit of seagull down, puts a brightness in his eye, preens the lice and larva from the furs upon my thigh, and promises a world inside the whirl of sky. Eternal hunting grounds, he leers, the land above, where I should know his love and bear his spears and reign supreme as queen, as Sedna of the seagulls, never have to clean another kill or chew another soul to suppleness, where I should have a throne away from wolves, mosquitoes, reindeer, shaman, and my father in whose shadow I have grown. I follow him, my seagull love, into the northern beam. But by the lights I glimpse beneath, beyond the seagull dream, a stir, a spark, a midnight sheen, the glossy gleam of Raven, black as broad musk oxen, blacker than the soot on Moonman's face, back before the dawn of time, the blackest black of space. I challenge to a sing the Raven God, begin by breathing out my mockery. You stinking carcass-eater, foul Inua thief, I know you. You are my creator, trickster bird. Your promises are filth. Your nest is old and full of bones, and I am chained, and I am shamed. My father comes. I hear his lead dog howling. I hear his kayak gliding. Bid farewell, my raven husband, for my father is a giant who will best you with his shadow. And I slip down to the kayak of the craftiest of hunters, of my father, Anguta, and we slide into the waters deep below old Raven's eyrie. But my clever trickster husband does not let me go so lightly. Raven stirs a seagull storm. Raven stirs the cauldron of the sky. Raven wakes the winds and prods the child god to howling. Poor Narsuk, the infant wind god, growing fat with every baby put to sleep upon the snows, he grows as they could not, vaster than our thought. The kayak battles with the Arctic, shaves a floating iceberg where a bear stands like a statue, like a carving polar white. He weighs us, waits, and watches, reflects us back the skies with his gentle, hungry eyes. The kayak dips and tips as the sea storm crashes closer. My father glances over at the raven on his shoulder. The kayak tips and dips, and the ocean sounds like thunder, and my father thrusts me under with a backswing of his fist. cunning raven caws, and sees me break to surface, hook the kayak with my claws, as the skies begin to lighten, so my grip begins to tighten. O Anguta, O my father, condemn me not to dwell here in the gloomscape of the deep, in Adlivin, the shadowland, where stillness never sleeps, where winds can never blow, where spirit lies concealed from the star paths and the snow. The kayak dips and tips. A cry erupts from Raven's lips. My father is afraid. He takes his sharpest tool. He takes his black shell blade and presses down the point upon my fingers, joint by joint, severs me from life above the sea. 1, 2, 3. Meticulously. First the sea cow, then the sea bull surge swimming from the blood pool, then the walrus and the whale. Bright belugas, how they glisten from my knuckles and my nails, then spilling from my finger stumps, the hooded seal barks and jumps. They dance, for they are new and warm. The work of Sedna, handless goddess, sacrifice to chaos, spirit of the sea. With his blade, my father made me far more powerful than he. Raven swoops to skim the heights of Adlivin. Raven sheds his seagull suit and grins his slyest grin. Now, Jenget, Kuna, and Katuma, Kankapfaluk, Satlum, Eva, Sedna, sister of my whim, now indeed we two are kin. Sedna, goddess, handless one, my toil with you is done. Those who wanted you for wife will look to you for life. Be murderous or merciful, bloodthirsty or bountiful, compassionate or indolent. Show pity as you please, for your soul supports the seas, and it's all the same to me. Then Raven, with another hacking cry, flaps from Adlivin the ocean for his aerie in the sky. I am alone, and I am home, and I am Sedna, lady of the frozen foam. Beneath the new blue ice, there can be no breathing out. There can be no challenge to a sing, no discourse for the discontent between, but I will send the whales with my song. I will send the seals and the whales with my song, and all will sing of Sedna, goddess, handless one.